Welcome to the Dames Who Dish podcast.
Hey, Gina. We're back. We just said it seems like it's been forever. That's because we recorded a day early last week.
Ooh, been so long.
It threw me off.
I know.
I've got all these extra notes and I couldn't figure out why.
Like, what didn't we talk about? Summer House and Married at First Sight Australia.
In 90 Day.
Oh,
in
90 Day.
Which we said we were just going to touch on anyway.
Just so much going on.
I know, so much. Well, what is going on with you?
Just enjoying this nice weather we're having.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And caught up on some shows.
Same.
Some good, some not so good.
Okay, so I saw that you posted Behind Her Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And we started that. We're two episodes in, mm-hmm. So I want to get your take because Troy thinks it should have been like a Lifetime movie. He is not at all impressed.
Oh, really? I didn't feel that way. I was totally into it.
He said the acting was horrible. Mm-hmm. I liked it more than he did.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think it was horrible. Well, maybe it's the Scottish man that I appreciate.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out what's going on. But
you can't. I never figured it out until the very end. And then I kind of had nightmares.
Oh, no.
But you know I'm very sensitive.
Well, I mean, yeah, there's nightmares in the
right.
In the
and
show.
I think that's why.
But Troy did inform me that it got 26% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, it didn't do well.
Not at all.
Oh, maybe I was just in the mood. I sort of binged it. I just kept going and going.
Well, I thought it was pretty intriguing. Yeah. I liked it.
Okay, well, you finish it.
I'm trying to figure it out, but mm-hmm. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to.
I mean, I was sort of trying to figure it out. Obviously, that's what you do with these kind of things.
Yeah.
And I was surprised at the end.
Oh, okay. Well, now I want to finish it.
But
so
now
I
feel like you'll be searching and hoping to figure it out.
I've been trying, Anne. I've been trying, and I can't.
All right.
All these things happening, and it's like, are they clues? What happened?
Yeah,
what is it?
I'm not going to say a word. Unlike you, Gina, I will not say anything. Oh, is that the one? Did you see the part where blah, blah, blah?
Oh, God. I get so many screwed up. I also watched with Troy a Very English Scandal.
Is that a movie?
No, it's a doc. Well, it's not really a documentary. It's a true story. It's three episodes, and Hugh Grant is the star of it.
Hmm.
It's pretty good.
How old is it?
I don't know.
I feel like I've heard of that.
Maybe 2019.
But it's three episodes.
Three episodes.
Very English Scandal.
And it's kind of funny, but not funny. And it's a true story, so you'd have to watch it.
Is it on Netflix?
I think so.
You're just a wealth of information.
I think so, yeah. Well, Troy only knows Netflix, really, so I'm sure it's on Netflix.
So when I was in LA this weekend, me and my son watched White Tiger because it kept coming up.
We watched that.
What'd you think?
I liked it.
Ugh.
You didn't like it?
I hated it.
Troy didn't like it. He said it was eh.
Me and my son were like, it just felt like it could have been so much better.
Definitely.
Because I know it was a book. The book was probably amazing.
Well, of course, the books have way more detail.
Yeah. I was just so uninspired by the whole thing.
Yeah.
Especially near the end.
There could have been more at the end.
When
it ended, I was like, that's it?
Yeah, and I felt no redeeming factor with the main character. I'm like, I don't say it. There could have been.
But it was entertaining. This is how desperate.
I probably wasn't in the mood. We had had a lot of wine. And we were sitting very comfortably on the couch. And I think I might have dozed off.
Well, there you go.
That's how
why.
Great it was. The other thing I just started is Ginny and Georgia. That came on right after, like, Behind Her Eyes.
Okay.
Not great. I mean, it's fine.
I watched another one, and I was, like, two episodes in, and he said it was fantastic. I dipped out after two. I'm at the point now where if it doesn't catch me after one or two episodes, I'm done. Like, I'm not going to waste my time.
Yeah.
I have too much other stuff to watch.
There is, but sometimes it takes a few to get into it.
True.
Like Firefly Lane, I never felt like I love this, but I still finished it and I was sort of invested in it. Did you finish that?
No.
Oh.
No. I didn't finish. I only have so many hours between 6 p.m. or 7 p.m. and 10 or 11 p.m. to fit everything in.
Plus your real job has been getting in the way.
Well, yeah, and I don't ever watch TV during the day. Anyway, yeah. So
sometimes I do get up early in the morning and watch to catch up.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the times these shows like Temptation Island doesn't come on till 10 o'clock here.
For you, it's 10 o'clock?
Yeah. What time is it for you?
No, it comes on at 7.
What?
7.
Oh, my God. Well, you get all the East Coast feed.
Yeah, and we do have the screener for that, but the
I forgot we had the screener, damn it.
I forgot too. And we don't get it that much sooner anyway, no. So.
Let's talk a little Temptation Island, unless you have anything else you're watching.
No, that's
anything?
It for now. Yeah, so let's get into so now I'm feeling like I'm more invested in these couples. I'm getting to know them a little bit better, and I already have an idea of who's going to make it and who isn't. Don't you?
Do you?
You must.
I mean, I have an idea, but I feel like that could change. We have a special guest for this. Hold on.
Hey, we have Rick Fleur from Temptation Island last season. Rick was with Ashley G. And Rick is here to chat with us about this season's TI. Hey, Rick.
Hey, what's going on, guys? What's up? What's up?
Hey.
I'm excited to have you, Rick, because you do lives right after the show. Do you do it while it's showing also, or do you log in right after?
Yeah, I log in right after and, you know, just want to give my genuine takes, you know. Just, you know, I didn't even really remember what happened on the episode. Things just come up as I'm on the live, and I just love interacting with the, you know, the fans, and, you know, they like, these TI fans are like die hard.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, we're two of them.
And it's gaining momentum. More and more people are tuning in to TI, so we're pretty excited about that.
Really? Yeah. It'd be curious to, it'd be interesting to see what the numbers are. Like, I used to work on TV. I used to do sell ad space and everything. So I'm into the Nielsen ratings. So I want to see what they're doing. I know last year they kind of peaked down. The first season was actually good. Oh, did it peak down, or what was it?
I don't know, but season two, your season was wild.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine it going down.
And with this season, it's only getting better. So, you know.
Oh, my God. It's so juicy. Well, let's touch base with you a little bit. So you and Ashley, obviously, you didn't leave together. But I think you guys are still friends, right?
Yeah, we're definitely still friends. We're still cool.
Good.
You're still cool.
So what it?
But wait. She's here in L.A.
No, I'm saying me and Ashley, we're still cool.
Okay.
She's definitely in L.A. and living her best life. She's loving the L.A., you know, lifestyle, the weather, the parties. She's loving all of that. And, you know, I'm happy for her. Like, I was out in L.A. maybe a couple months ago. And, you know, we hung out. She, you know, she came by where I was staying, hung out with the group of friends I was with. And we just vibed. And, you know, it was a friendly vibe. But it was vibing nonetheless. You know,
nice.
There was no friction or drama or anything of that nature.
Oh, that's
no, good. No hooking up either.
Nah, we ain't hook up. We ain't hook up.
I had to ask.
Yeah, look at you guys.
Are you single now?
Of course. If it happened, I would have told you.
I know. You're like so honest. That's why we wanted to have you on. So who do you?
Am I single? Ooh. I'm dating. We'll see that.
Good.
Dating. It's probably why he didn't tell us if he hooked up with Ashley or not.
Uh-huh. Gotta keep it quiet.
Just in case. Yeah, we're going to get you in trouble. Who do you keep in contact with from your season?
So from my season, okay, David, I'm still cool with. Like, we chat. Like, he's a city guy, so we kind of have that, you know, familiarity, you know, with just being from the city. You know, he's from Jersey, New York City area. I'm from Boston, often in New York. So we definitely, like, got along real well. And his room was literally right next to mine in the house. So David's my guy. Gavin and Casey, I haven't been keeping in touch with them as much. I seen Casey last month when I was in Miami, and I got to hang out with him and David. So that was real good. Casey style Casey. You know, Casey, you know, he's a crazy frat guy. Like, literally, like, definition of what a frat guy would be, that's Casey. Gavin, I haven't really spoke to him, but we'll, you know, text, we'll, you know, be in each other's DMs, you know, keeping in touch with each other. Gavin's, you know, he's an actor, so he has a lot of upcoming things that he got going on, so he's really killing it. So, you know, I'm cool with this, still cool with the guys. Medina, always gonna be cool with her.
She's awesome.
Yeah, Medina, she's definitely she's a character. She's definitely a big character, like myself. So that's why we get along well, but she got that mouth on her, which I love, but she's, you know, she's very, very sexual. speaks her mind. But yeah, Medina, we keep in touch and we'll shoot the shit every now and then. She's good people.
So. Well, that's why you got along so well in the house.
Definitely. That is why. Definitely. That's why we got along so well.
So does this new group of singles, or not the singles, this new group of, I guess, the couples, do the males reach out to you guys because you've been through this before?
So out of the couples, okay, so the couple guys, none of them initially reached out to me. I honestly reached out to all of them except for Thomas. But I reached out to Corey, Julian, and Kendall.
Mm-hmm.
And I just basically just congratulated them. Hey, congratulations on making the show. I know what you guys went through. It was a lot. You made it through. Congratulations. If you ever need, you know, advice, hit me up. And so Julian, I mean, we texted the message a little bit longer, but yeah, most of the guys I, you know, kind of reached out to and just congratulated them and just let them know, like, hey, if you need, you know, some advice on whatever you're going through, holler at me. You know, I'm here. Like,
why not Thomas?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Why not Thomas?
You know what? Thomas, no particular reason. Oh. To be honest, no particular reason. Like, after this past episode, I was probably going to reach out to him, like, hey, what's up? You know, just if you need any help, I'm here. But you know what? I don't know. I don't know why I didn't reach out to Thomas. Maybe like just on the surface, he doesn't look like I get along with. But
that's a good reason.
You know what? I think I'm gonna extend. You know, the Olive Branch doing though.
I think you should.
Yeah.
He may need you. Okay, let's talk a little bit about these couples. What do you think? What do you think of all the couples? Do you think any will make it? Like, from just these first two episodes, is there any of the four couples that will make it?
My take, honest take, the couple that's going to make it, I think it would be Julian. Julian and his girlfriend, I don't
Kristen.
Know her name. I think so, because they kind of remind me of myself and Ashley, being that they've been together for so long. They have that familiarity of, like, you know, when they stray away, they always tend to gravitate back towards each other. And that was kind of like me and Ashley's story. So,
but you and Ashley didn't leave together. You and Ashley didn't leave together.
We left together. Technically, we left
together. Yeah, they did. They at the bonfire.
Yeah, you did.
Okay. We did. We left together. I gave her the benefit of the doubt. And, you know, and she deserves that. She deserves me giving her the benefit of the doubt because I, you know, messed up. So, you know what? I'm going to leave with you. We're going to see if we can work it out. It didn't. Ultimately, it didn't. But that's what it was. But I think Julian's going to end up staying. I think the other three couples, nah.
Kendall, yeah. Oh, Kendall, for sure. Julian. No way. Kendall was having the time of his life on night one.
What do you think of that girl, Alexis?
I mean, she's definitely a looker. Like, she got the buns, too. She got the little cakes.
And we saw them.
It was on fullest display. So I could see why Kendall would be attracted to her. She's a very attractive woman. I know Kendall. He's out there living his best life, enjoying Temptation Island.
For sure. But do you kind of feel bad for Erica? Because if you listen to her story, it sounds like he's pretty controlling.
I kind of feel for her in a sense that, like, you know, she's vulnerable. She's in a vulnerable place right now, you know, and she doesn't kind of have her support system there. I feel like maybe Kendall may have been a figure that just kind of supplied the structure that she may have needed. You know, I remember one of the interviews I saw that, like, whenever he says he's going to do something, he does it. With her, sometimes she may do it, but may not follow through with it. So I feel like maybe Kendall kind of gives her that type of that structure. I may be wrong, but I know for me, sometimes I may get off the road, you know, and I need, you know, a partner to kind of help me to get on, you know, back focused and everything. So, you know,
yeah,
but I definitely felt for her.
I was going to say, but getting up at like 4 o'clock in the morning to make his fruit and iron his clothes was a bit much.
Yo, she said that? I don't remember that part.
Yeah, oh, we do. We remember it.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, yo, I don't know what their relationship dynamic is. It looks like maybe he might be more so, I don't know, where's the pants more? I don't know. Like, usually.
Yeah, thanks.
I like situations. Yeah. I like situations where it's like 50-50, you know. Sometimes I like to be put in my place. That's the type of person I'm in. You know, I am. But for their particular situation, I don't know what it is. I'm interested to see how it works out. Erica is a beautiful lady.
She's gorgeous. Women. Yeah. I think she's going to, she's already starting to like discover herself, even when she was talking to Mark during the bonfire and he was kind of kept asking her things. And then she started crying. He's like, why are you crying? She's like, because I don't know if I actually think I will follow through with these things. I'm just saying them. And I feel like she does that probably in her relationship. Dude, I don't even know if she knows who she is. She's very, I think she's only like 24.
24, yeah.
Yeah, I think she's pretty young. So yeah. I think, I don't, maybe she likes the fact that he kind of helps her along and structures her, but is she ready yet for that? I mean, I feel like she needs to grow first on her own. So I think this will be a growth for her. Yeah, I don't know. So these single guys so far, first off, I can't see Erica even meshing with any of them. She needs to really let down her guard. I mean, we see that happening. We see as the weeks go on, these girls get more comfortable with these guys. Some of the guys who seem a little crazy at first or a little inappropriate or party boy, they calm down a little bit also.
I mean, yo, I hope I wish the best for Erica. I mean, I know she's definitely gonna grow because being on Temptation Island, yo, like, you're gonna have a lot of time to yourself and there's gonna be a lot of times of self-reflection. So there's only one way to go and it's up. So she's gonna like learn a lot about herself and I feel like she's gonna get to a point where she could be able to stand on her own too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like she may have been I don't know. I don't know, but it's going to come to a point where she's going to, you know, realize a lot of things within herself and then grow. And then hopefully, you know, it works for the better for them too.
Yeah.
But you know what her story, you know what her storyline kind of reminds me of low key? It kind of reminiscent of like
Ashley.
The situation with,
Ashley and Casey. Yeah. Yep.
You know, where, you know, with just not having Casey around, she's like finding out like shit that she likes it, you know, and just growing, you know, herself as a person, as opposed to growing together, you know? So I think that's kind of that situation right there.
Yeah, I could see that too. Okay, let's go to Julian and Kristen. We kind of touched on them. I know you feel a little bit of a connection with Julian because you had admitted kind of you strayed with Ashley and he has admitted he strayed with Kristen. Sounds like she's never strayed. Now, the first meeting of Kristen, I thought she was kind of sweet, but now seeing her on her own, she's not so sweet. She's kind of hard on these guys. She's really like, wow. I didn't realize she would have that.
The mess in the kitchen.
Yeah, she's pretty tough.
Yeah, I mean, see, that's that East Coast, you know, city,
Jersey,
you know, rough around the edges, soft inside. You know, you see Julian Jersey right here. She got it too. She got it as well. You know, so I like it. That actually a turn up. You know, like if, you know, like the guys was over there messing up the house. Hey, what y'all doing? Get it together. You know. So I like that. I definitely like that about her. Those two, I feel will make it. They'll definitely find areas where they need to grow. And I feel like they're gonna gravitate towards each other and leave. You know, that is my
prediction
for who will be together.
So I can see it.
I can see that. Also, he reminded me of you in the way that the first night there, you were trying to be so good and you were like, oh, no. And like Medina was kind of flirting and you're nope.
He's like,
Yeah. And then Julian was doing the same thing. Like, yeah, I can't hug you. I can't hug you. So he's at least attempting to be good. I mean, he'll stop like you did in about a week or two.
Yo, after a couple bonfires, they're definitely gonna switch that up.
Yeah,
but, yeah.
Yo, it looked like Kendall was kind of doing the same thing as well, kind of like, you know, like a little timid and playing it
Kendall
safe.
When
it looked like it.
When
it looked like it. A second.
Okay, so then there's Chelsea and Tom. So first off, Chelsea and Tom, did you know they're both actors? This annoys me.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You know what? I just noticed that. Mm-hmm. I just saw that. I went on their page, and so it's kind of hard to gauge,
mm-hmm.
like, the genuineness.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
I really, now I'm watching it with a different set of eyes. When I watch her doing her confessionals and she's so jealous, but there's no reason to be jealous. And I thought, I don't know about these two. So I'm going to put them on the back burner because I don't think they're real. I think she probably has more of a connection with this dentist guy than she does with Tom.
He seemed like a cool guy. The dentist guy seemed pretty cool. Yeah. He seemed pretty cool. Like, he seemed like it. I don't know.
He's playing the game really well. Definitely. He's giving her a lot of attention. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, he's doing it right.
That's what he's doing.
So Tom or Thomas?
Yo, you know what? No, well, Thomas, like, you know what part? I didn't like that situation with Maya. When it was in the
yeah, when they were like sitting around
saying, like, Maya, she seems like a nice girl. She's been on my live, and then we chatted a couple times. She seems like a real sweet girl. That situation, I was kind of, you know, siding with her because, you know, the ladies, the single ladies are also, well, the single fellas as well. They're all in a vulnerable situation of, okay, you guys have relationships and we're here to basically be your side piece, you know, kind of
and
kind of help you through this space of figuring out if you guys should stay or stray, you know. So it's a difficult area for the singles to be in. So I kind of understood what she, you know, what she meant. Like, yo, we out here trying to make connections as well. Are you taking this serious or what's up? You know, so I like that for Maya. Like, spoke up, you know. Thomas, I don't know him personally at all, but that just kind of looked like he was a little insensitive, you know, to their feelings and stuff. So
it's like he doesn't care. He's there for the experience for himself. He doesn't care about them. He's too old. Isn't he like,
he's like 38
or something? He's going on Temptation Island. I don't know.
I don't know. So, but I can't even hate on him being old. I'm old too. I'm 34, but I'm a young OG.
It's totally different.
Completely different. What about Corey and Aaron?
I'm a young OG.
Yeah, you are. Like us.
Ooh, Corey. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. You feel me? But Corey, so you know what? Corey low key definitely remind me a little bit of Casey in the sense of like just the emotional side.
Too emotional.
You guys probably didn't see the emotional
side. We didn't see Casey's. We saw him kind of being a jerk, really. We didn't really get to see the emotional side.
Yeah, but there are times where Casey, like, he was super secure in his relationship, but there was a struggle with, like, damn, like, what if? You know what I mean? And especially after, you know, when she saw the connection forming stronger with Ben, oh, yeah, then that's when he was an emotional wreck. Now, that's Corey episode 1 or episode 2 being an emotional wreck. So, but yeah, I was just saying Corey just seems like a good guy. Just seems like a good guy all around. Like, I can't say nothing bad about him. Like, shit, he looks like a good guy. And he's intimidated because he finds another guy that's, you know, doesn't match up to what his girlfriend likes, you know? He's totally different. You know, they have the sports background, the soccer connection. Griffin, correct?
Yeah.
Griffin was the guy that his girlfriend went out with, right? Mm-hmm. And Griffin's one of the singles that reached out to me before the season started. He said, hey, what's up? How you doing? You know, you have any pieces of advice for me? How I should handle this?
Mm.
You know, so he seemed like, yo, Griffin's a cool guy. Griffin's a cool, you know, he seems sincere and he's a cool guy and everything. But, yeah, they're definitely not going to be together by the end
of the season. I felt bad for Corey, too, because Aaron made it pretty clear that, you know, she's never dated anybody like Corey and she's only dated athletes. And
athletes,
exactly. I mean, she kind of minimized him. I felt really bad for him. It's like, God, how do you even you can't even keep up or you can't even compare when you've got a girlfriend that's constantly telling you, well, I've never dated people like you and I've always dated high profile athletes and you're not. It's like, God. So, yeah, she's definitely strange, for sure.
I always, when I'm dating, I kind of, like, always tend to see what type of guys that woman dated prior. Just to, one, I'm a secure guy, but then I kind of wonder, like, girls that just only dated athletes or one type of guy, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that would be rough.
Like, because you're trying to live up to whatever her standards are or whatever she her fantasy. You know what I mean? That's kind of what she likes. You know what I mean? Obviously, he tried to sweep her off her feet with, you know, with just being Corey, but maybe that may not be enough.
I think it won't.
Yeah. I also think that he's such a nice guy. And the minute he forms a connection, hopefully he forms one. Like the girl that he picked, like her name's Nicole. She seemed like a sweet girl.
Yeah.
And even Aaron was like, oh, yeah, okay, I like her. Like, I'm not intimidated by her. So I thought Corey needs to step up his game. Yeah. He needs to try to get an emotional connection with another girl because otherwise Aaron, she won't care. She won't care unless he's forming a connection with somebody else.
And that's basically what it is. That's basically what's going to get her looking at him differently. She's going to be like, oh, shit. Like, is he really stepping out there and other girls are liking him? Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. I want my old thing back. I want him back now.
Yeah.
But if he knows how to play, hindsight's 2020.
Yeah.
You know, of course. But if I know what the producers are saying in his ear, I know they're like, hey, she's over there having a good time. What are you going to do?
Right.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, especially the way he's acting. Yeah.
Are you going to look into yourself and look into yourself and grow and form connections with somebody? You know,
yeah.
Are you going to, you know? So I already know. But it's rough for him right now. I know he's going through. It's tough.
How do you feel about them going in, like some of the couples having rules and some not? Did you have rules with Ashley? Can't remember.
Yeah, we had rules. Me and Ashley had rules. I knew that these rules weren't going to fly. Like, I knew. Like who are we fooling over here? Yeah, we're going to have rules. No this, no that. Like, me and Ashley had rules like no touching and massages, whatever. And I told her, like, yo, I'm going to get me a massage. I told her, like, hey, you know, this was your idea of us coming up here. So I don't think that, like, it's smart to make rules because, you know, you want to take advantage of what the island has to offer. But you have to do so in a manner that, one, you're not going to, you know, just disrespect yourself, you know, first and foremost. And then, two, if you decide to go about that route of straying, then, I mean, hey, I guess at that point it is what it is.
That's what it is.
Right.
But when you went into it, so when you and Ashley, you guys lived together, didn't you? Off and on?
Probably not. They probably just kind of said that.
She stayed at my place. She had a drawer, like two drawers, like, you know, stuff.
A toothbrush?
She lived here. So, my underwear, like, we found a toothbrush and some underwear and some period pads. I'm laying around as we speak. Shit.
Well, she lived there then.
Then she kind of lived there. But when you guys went in, when you guys went into it, did you kind of know in the back of your head, like, yeah, this is probably not going to end well? You had to a little bit.
Me a little bit, but I never watched the whole show. Like, when I tell you, I literally only watched I watched one episode where they was choosing their dates and then who they could block. I know they don't have that feature anymore where you could block whoever you know, a date, whatever.
Yeah.
And that's the most I've watched of Temptation Island up until my season. So I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I just thought we was like, hey, we're going to try to work out on each other and I'm going to have a free vacation. But little did I know, this shit was not vacation. That shit was work. That had to be the most emotional I've ever been. The most I had to, like, look into myself and reflect on my feelings. Like, I never spoke about my feelings like that much, like the whole day, every day for 30 something days. Like, what?
That's a lot for a man.
That sounds exhausting.
Yeah, for a lot, for a guy, for a man. You know, there's nothing wrong with guys that's intact with their sensitive side, but shit, I'm talking about my feelings like every hour on the hour. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, shit, like, you know. But hey, I learned a lot about myself. I used that time constructively. Like, that's the first time, like, I've really ever journaled. I journaled. That's the first time, you mean, like I prayed a lot more just to, you know, he was dealing with a lot of stuff, you know. Like, it's really a mind fuck. Really is.
Oh,
if
yeah.
If you're not built for that, you could really just, like, go crazy. Really. You really could, you know.
So, in hindsight, are you glad you did it?
Good question. I'm glad. I don't try to regret anything. I like to, you know, learn from everything. You know, use every opportunity and situation to learn from it. I learned a lot about myself on Temptation Island. That shit was hard. Would I do it again? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe.
Interesting. Maybe.
What if they had something like it's all the cast-offs that are single now? You all go to an island together, something like that. Now, that could be fun.
That could be
fun. Okay,
this
so
is true. That could be fun.
Also, anybody from this season in the single department... I know you're dating. I know you're dating. Maybe Maya. I don't know. Anybody that you can see that would have tempted you last year. Like, take your mind back to last season. Is there anybody in this group of single girls who would have tempted you?
There's definitely a few ladies on there. I even said it. I said it already. I think Tula, she seems pretty. She's somebody that I'd be interested in.
All right.
She seems like she's smart. She's a woman. She's a lady. She doesn't come off like the other girls because, you know, the other girls are there a little young. And then, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, young and having fun. But Tula, yes. Maya, yes. Maya is very attractive as well. And Tula. who else? Sophia. You know what? I like Sophia's walk. She had a mean walk.
Sophia, which I have to think of which one she... I don't remember which one she is. Now I got to look her up.
She was at the reveal. She was the one that, you know, she had that nice little sexy walk down the catwalk. So I like that. Mm-hmm. I think she's from Miami. Yeah. It's funny though, the two that I mentioned that are over, like, they're like a little older, like 28, 29.
Yeah.
I know Tula's like 28, 29. Maya's, I think she's over 30.
So you're more into the woman, not the girl.
But you know what? You were also attracted to Medina, and Medina is very mature. Women. You like that.
Yes, yes. That's what I like. That, you know, that most importantly, that's what I like, you know, mature women. You know, nothing wrong with girls. I like to laugh, play around, have fun. You know, I'm not saying, you know, the other girls on the show that aren't women. I'm sure they are. They're handling their biz as they should. But those two, Tula and Meyer, were the ones that jumped off, you know, right at me. But then even the one that Kendall got with, you know, she's a little on the younger side. She has some cupcakes.
Alexis.
Like that.
Alexis. I did not gravitate towards Alexis.
She was much.
The reason why I would gravitate to her. Okay, so let me see. There's a second batch of girls that I gravitate towards.
Okay.
It would be Amanda, Alexis, and Katrina.
Huh. I don't remember Katrina. Mm. I know Julian picked Amanda to go on the date with. I know that.
Yeah, but remember when there was a dare and then they made out?
The model girl. The girl that was a model.
The tall one. The tall girl.
I think it's Katrina. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She a tall glass of water, 5'11".
Yeah.
Long legs. I
yeah,
like that.
Very long legs. And the girl-on-girl action isn't bad either for guys.
It isn't. I was fairly pleased. They was on my live, actually. She was on my live, and they got a little wild.
Yeah, they were a little crazy.
Girls, Amanda, Alexis, Katrina, those girls are crazy, fun girls. Those are girls that if I need to go out, I'm going to the club. I need some girls in my section to get it lit.
Got it. Yeah.
Those are the girls. Got it.
So you have different levels. Maya and Tula. All right. Well, we gotta keep an
attention.
Eye on them. Yeah. I do like Maya. I can't picture who Tula is right now.
Rick, you have the most beautiful teeth. I'm a big teeth person. You have the most beautiful straight white teeth I've ever seen.
I appreciate that. Why, thank you. Well, I can't take the, you know, all the credit. My mom has great teeth as well.
We would love to have you on in like a couple weeks when these couples start forming and things start happening. Would you be willing to come on with us again and
follow up,
chat about these couples?
We definitely got to follow up on, you know, on this, you know, we definitely have to. So
I think so.
I'll be looking forward to that. I'll be offended if you guys don't reach back out to me. All right.
You were our first choice because we just remember you from last time. You were so nice and gracious in our interview, and you're always so much fun, and you're so positive. And then when I saw you starting to do these lives about this season, I'm like, He's who we need to have. We'll definitely do this in another couple weeks, and we'll see how Tula and Maya work out. And we'll see if anybody else has reached out to you also.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, watch out for my lives. Also, like, everybody from the cast, like, you know, I'll reach out to them and just make sure everybody's in good spirits. Because I know, you know, this journey and dealing with Temptation Island and even the backlash from, you know, negative comments and shit could be hard. It could be draining. So, you know, I just get to be, you know, just a resource, you know, like, shit, it's tough. But, you know, together we all could, you know, pull through shit, you know, even during these times, you know.
Exactly.
What a good guy awesome. You are.
I know. So any of the Temptation Island people listening, reach out to Rick.
Yeah.
Even if we talk shit about you, reach out to Rick. That was so fun with Rick talking Temptation Island.
We love him. He's so cute. Rick. So nice.
So nice. He was nice when we had him on last year mm-hmm. for his season. Yeah. I mean, we weren't lying when he was like our first choice.
No, absolutely.
Although I did want to ask him. I forgot to ask about Morgan. And not just Morgan, but I want to ask about Evan,
like
what his thoughts are on Evan. It wasn't his season, I know. I mean, because all those groups party together.
We'll make a note to ask him next time.
Yeah, because we're going to have him on in a couple weeks. We don't want to do every week. You kind of got to catch up.
Not enough happens.
Yeah. And especially with these.
We need to get a few bonfires under our belt first before we get too far deep into it.
When I'm watching that, when I heard it was going to be the first bonfire, I put it on our Instagram, but I was like, I am fucking giddy when I hear the word bonfire.
Well, that's the best part.
And we only got a half of a, not even a half of a bonfire, a very small bonfire.
Not enough of a bonfire.
No. Speaking of fire, Mavs Australia. Woo!
I'm so loving this. There's a lot of people to keep track of. That's my problem.
There is a lot. And we've gotten some messages. People are confused. They're like, wait, is Lizzie back? No,
because they don't know,
that this is the season before the one we've just seen.
We're working backwards.
We are working back. It's very annoying and very frustrating. There is also a season 8 that is playing right now in Australia.
Yeah. Yeah. So when will we get? I mean, hopefully we'll get it after 6.
My thought process was it was COVID. They brought over MAFS Australia to keep us busy.
Why didn't they give us 6 first, though?
Because they didn't know we were going to need another one.
Well, now
we all thought COVID would be 2 weeks.
I know, but now we're so invested in it that they need to just drop all the seasons so we can watch it. So then we can catch up and watch the newest season.
Just let us have it. Come on, Australia. So this is season 6. So we've met the final couples. Mm-hmm. We saw the final marriages. So we have Matthew and Lauren.
And I hate the way that they keep referring to Matthew, the 29-year-old virgin. Poor Matthew.
Although he keeps referring to himself that way.
Yeah, he's a nervous fellow.
I feel bad for him. And he still lives at home. It does not bode well for being a virgin and living at home at 29.
No, it doesn't.
And then Lauren is the sweetest girl. She's a makeup artist.
Why do I keep thinking she's a teacher? She gives me
she looks like a
vibes.
Teacher. Yeah, I love them together.
I do too.
She's so calm, so soothing. And night one, he told her he was a virgin.
Well, he needed to, don't you think?
Well, I think it would be very hard. He's obviously gets very nervous about this.
Well, I think he's so nervous about being a virgin that he had to get it out.
Yeah.
It was too much for him to keep in.
It's too much. The other thing that Matthew does, he blinks a lot. And I think that's just the nervous energy.
Yeah. Nervous. Yeah.
So then we had Samuel and Elizabeth, who is Lizzie, who we know. Now,
this is a different Lizzie than we saw in season 7. The makeup is so aggressive, and this was not Lizzie. She had a complete transformation in season 7.
I remember talking to our friends in Australia and asking when we saw Lizzie in season 7, and I said, were they excited for her to have this second opportunity? And I think I remember our Australian people going, I mean, yes, you felt kind of bad for her. However,
Lizzie's
a lot.
Mm-hmm. Sam is very cute. He likes brunettes. She's blonde with some very, very bad extensions in her hair.
Ooh, lots
she's
of makeup,
loud.
Bad extensions.
Yeah.
And she doesn't stop talking.
She's
obviously making up for something with this constant talking because she was not like this in the next season when we saw her. She wasn't this nervous.
Yeah, that's true.
She's so nervous. It's like, I've got to put on a lot of makeup. I've got
she's
to be
covering
more
up
than
something.
I am.
Yeah.
She's very insecure, so she's covering up. when somebody is so hyper and they're like, I'm a lot, I talk a lot.
You know you're a lot, and it's a thing. It's bothering you.
Then calm it down.
Yeah.
You can calm that down. So, I mean, we'll talk about what happens after in a moment.
Yeah.
But let's just get them through the marriage. Then we have Inez and Bronson.
Ooh. Inez is very troubled. I mean, I did feel bad for her because she's beautiful. She's got a troubled past. She had a rough family life, a rough background. But, man, she is harsh.
Well, usually the first thing when you see the person you're getting married to, you're kind. You're like, hey, oh my gosh, we're both nervous. No, the minute she walks up there, she says, oh, hi, your name's Bronson. Can you get rid of that eye ring?
Yeah, brutal.
She's just a lot. He's like a little scared, which is...
Well, he doesn't know what to make of her. He's like, oh my God, like, who is this girl? I'm sitting here smiling, and he's a good looking guy.
Yeah, and he's trying to be nice. And the first thing, like in her interview, she's like, yeah, I'm getting an inbred vibe. She's just mean.
She's mean.
She's very mean. She's never going to be happy. Then we had Martha and Michael. And these two seemed a little vanilla to me. Almost hard to remember them. Like, if I didn't write down their names, I wouldn't know
who I was talking about. He's very super cute. He's your bun boy.
He's got my man bun that I like.
And she's cute. I think they're going to do well together.
Yeah. Also, he's the teacher.
He's the PE teacher, yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. So then they went on the honeymoons. And the next day after they wake up, Lizzie's guy,
Sam,
gets a call, Gina, or a text from an ex whose mother has passed away, and he needs to go to the funeral, but it's in the States, so he's going to be gone for 5,000 days.
Yeah, he just disappears, and he leaves her sitting there in the hotel by herself.
I think I would have gone on the honeymoon. Was she offered the honeymoon?
I don't know if she was or not. I don't even know where they were supposed to go.
Would it be too depressing to go on the honeymoon alone? Probably.
Well, yeah. Although, I don't know. Would I pass up a free trip somewhere?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Do you pass up this free honeymoon trip? Well, yeah, because you think he's coming right back, really, right?
Yeah, but he doesn't come right back. He's gone for days. He is really gone for days. So Martha and Michael, they're in Samoa, and they're very cute together. They didn't really show them too much.
No, they really like each other. I think she wasn't sure if he liked her, and he wasn't sure. They're just kind of shy. And then they both admitted they really like each other, and they're attracted to each other.
Yeah, they're a cute couple. Mm-hmm. Inez and former stripper Bronson, as they refer to him.
Oh, yeah. It's so bad. This whole honeymoon. Talk about the ups and downs.
Poor Bronson sleeping on the couch. Now, I would not be attracted to a man who wears a onesie.
No.
I don't know what he was thinking. He's a very big guy.
I don't understand how he's not so hot.
Well, that was a lot of clothing.
It was a lot, unless it's freezing there, which I doubt, because they're at the beach.
Yeah, I didn't.
A little
really
fitted, know. Also.
And very fitted.
It was like yellow.
Mm.
But for her to make him sleep on the couch, saying that the bed was too small.
Well, yeah. And Bronson had a rough, he's had a rough few years, too. He's got two brothers that had passed away.
Oh,
then his
right,
mom passed
right.
away. He was a stripper, but now he's like a wealthy entrepreneur.
Yeah.
So but what if he was a stripper?
She can't get past the stripper thing. She keeps referring to him as the ex-stripper. And even at the dinner, she says, oh, doesn't he look like an ex-porn star?
Oh, but she's so mean to him.
Also, it's quite a jump from a stripper to a porn star.
Well, yeah, she does say he's a porn star. Mm-hmm. I don't think he ever did porn.
No, I don't think so.
No, he was a stripper. He asks her, like, what do you like to do? And she said she likes hanging with her sister's dog and watching it drink milk.
Yeah, she sounds like a fucking disaster. Obviously, it's fun to watch them because she's awful.
She's terrible.
But when they were sitting in that boat and
she was snapped.
So uncomfortable and she went off. You know, he may have been a little annoying asking stupid questions to the guy driving the boat.
Yeah, but he had had it with her at that point.
Yeah. I mean, she was just like, shut the fuck up.
Crazy.
Mean. Get me off this boat. And when he's up there parasailing, cut the cord and let him go. It's like, whoa. Let's calm it down a little
bit. So aggressive, Inez.
Now, it is fun to watch, but it's aggressive. Now, when they go to their final dinner on their honeymoon, they start laughing and she's being kind of fun with him.
Well, yeah, but like you said, she's a Jekyll and Hyde. From one minute to the next, you don't know what personality you're going to get. That would drive me crazy.
She also uses that excuse, I'm just honest.
Yeah, but no, she's
that.
Mean.
She's
not.
She's mean. You can be honest without being mean.
Exactly.
God. Okay, so then Matthew and Lauren, these two are just so cute. So when they're on their honeymoon, obviously he's very nervous about having sex.
Well, and they were laying in bed and she was just wanting so bad for him to lean over and kiss her. And he was like stiff as a board. He didn't move. Then they tried to have the spa bath. Which it wasn't that big of a tub.
It was very small. I don't think I would have been comfortable in that spa bath.
Probably not. But they were in swimsuits. But yeah. Then all of a sudden he starts having an anxiety attack. He's getting pains in his stomach. He can't breathe. He's blinking profusely. They end up in the emergency room. I mean,
but the experts. The guy expert. He goes like in the comments. But you know, he's like they kind of talk like this.
Yeah.
He's like. As a result of his virginity, Matthew experiences high anxiety. Everything relates to him being a virgin.
Everything.
Oh, they Everything. Need to stop. But she was so comforting in the hospital. He really appreciated that. And lo and behold, they have sex on their honeymoon.
Well, they had a second spa bath with candles and the whole thing. I don't know how he wasn't anxious again, but he... You know,
just get the cameras out of there. I think he'll be
maybe
fine.
That's what it was. Maybe that's what it was. So they finally had sex. And
but wouldn't it be weird for Lauren? There's all this buildup. He's a virgin at 29.
Yeah. But you know what? I felt like if she would have made a move, maybe he would have relaxed a little bit.
Yeah. But
she
I
was
mean,
just kind of waiting for him. But he's not going to make a move. He's never done it before. I don't think he's even really made out with a girl.
It doesn't sound like it. He sounded like he was 12.
It was pretty bad. It was
He's
pretty
29.
Bad.
The virginity is one thing. That's just in its own. Usually when somebody's a virgin at that age, they've done other things.
Well,
I feel like he hasn't.
Well, he hasn't. And would you be that uncomfortable at 29? I mean, understandable if you're, you know, when it comes down to the actual deed, maybe you're a little nervous, but would you lay there like a corpse?
I think it did show her on top of him in the beginning also. Or was that just me thinking that?
No, I think it ended up like that. Oh, so then the favorite part of the whole thing is this friggin' dinner party.
Oh, so great. Watching all the couples come in. First off, I forgot half of them. I did write them all down.
There's so many.
Because there's so many. So on the way there, this jumped out at me. Inez is sitting there in the car with Bronson. And she goes... What if somebody says, oh my God, your wife is so attractive. I want to hook up with her. And he goes, yeah, no, that's not going to happen. I got to appreciate him for that.
Yeah. He's got to knock her down a few pegs.
There's a lot of couples. Most are getting along perfectly fine. Of course, we're going to see the ones that aren't. I got to keep this list of couples so I remember who they are. I'm sure they'll become more clear later. But, you know, like I forgot about Mark and Ning. I totally forgot about
them. Well, yeah, they weren't really shown at all.
No, and not even at this dinner party. It's really about Izzy. She comes in by herself, tells everybody about what happened, that Samuel left. She tried to contact him. He never contacted her the entire time. Now, is it 4 or 5 days? That's what I'm gathering.
Yeah, it's about that.
Nothing. No contact at all. Then he shows up.
He shows up. Which was weird, but he showed up.
And he goes, honey, I'm home.
Yeah.
He's just an asshole.
He's a total asshole, but I think he knew, like, all right, this girl is not for me. She talks way too much. And it was so funny when they were having a conversation. I mean, she's telling everybody. And he didn't think that there was really anything wrong with what he did. He keeps saying, I don't have a voicemail. And she's like, and she calls his phone. And she's like... He does have voicemail. I'm like, I don't think that's what he meant.
Hi, this is Samuel. Leave a message.
Yeah, I think he meant that he didn't get your voicemail. Not that he doesn't have voicemail.
That's what I took away
and
from it.
And she's like, ha ha ha, he has
one.
But when he's sitting there and she's talking to him in the separate room.
Yeah.
And all you hear is the inner thoughts keep going. It's like, oh my God, does this girl ever stop talking? She won't shut up.
That was well played
too much.
By editing.
Oh my God, that
was
hilarious.
It might as well have been wah, 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 wah.
It was a lot of talking. A lot.
She was talking herself into staying with him. She had to.
Well, she's attracted to him.
Well, of course.
Who wouldn't be?
Well, he's pretty good looking.
He's good looking.
all she wanted to hear from him was, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Let's start over. He doesn't want to start. He doesn't want to be there with her. He just wants to be there, period.
Yeah,
but he doesn't want to be there with her. So I'm wondering at the first commitment ceremony, is he going to say I'm out and she's going to say she's in?
Maybe. We should get that next week.
Yeah.
Commitment ceremony.
I think so. Yeah. The other funny part was when Samuel was talking to Michael, the one who's the hunky guy.
Yeah.
The bald hunky guy.
Michael's a little bit of an asshole.
Oh, he's fully an asshole.
Yeah.
But he's hot.
Yeah, he's cute.
He's a hot asshole. Anyway, they're talking, kind of talking it out and trying to, you know, convince themselves that women are just more emotional than men. Inez was sitting there watching, eating, taking it all in. She was fascinated by this whole conversation. And then she was like, well, you know, Samuel's good looking enough. I would probably, you know, if I was Lizzie, I'd sleep with him and then I'd let him go. She wants him. She definitely wants him over her husband, over Bronson.
And Bronson's cute.
Bronson's cute.
He's really cute.
But he was a stripper, Gina.
Oh, come on.
We know she can't get past that.
And then we've got poor Matthew in the beginning. He's being grilled by all the guys kind of relentlessly
about sex. So also, he went into this at the guy's party and told everybody he's a virgin? I guess that's his
I think he did
backstory?
At the beginning. I think he did at the very beginning. So now, of course, they all want to know, like, did you make out? Did you go to first base, second base? I mean, they're asking him
like
all these
so
inappropriate
rude.
Questions, and he's just blinking. Poor guy. I thought he was going to start having pains again. And then Jessica.
Oh, yeah. What was that about? Did we miss that exchange?
I did not see it.
Me neither.
And the poor, what's her, Michael?
Mick.
Mick?
Her guy? Jessica's guy is Mick.
Mick, okay. She was ripping into Matthew about
Michael.
Michael.
The bald-headed
Who's
guy.
Who's Matthew?
Matthew's the virgin.
Oh, Matthew's the virgin. Oh, my God. I wrote all these names down wrong.
Michael's the bald-headed guy.
Matthew's. Yeah.
So she claims that when she walked in the room, she saw Michael say to somebody, oh, my God, she's totally fake. Something like
that. Yeah, and she didn't even know who he was talking about or what he was talking about.
So she just confronts him and says, when I walked in the room, you said I looked totally fake. And he's like, what the fuck are you talking about? I don't think he did say that.
I don't think he did. And if he did, it wasn't directed at her. But poor Mick is sitting there just going, I didn't hear it. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I also don't think it's his place to step in. I feel like if he stepped in, he'd be stepping over Jessica's toes. Like, Jessica can fight her own battles. Did Mick need to step in?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think at the end, what he tried to do was like, you know, maybe there was a misunderstanding, which there totally was. But she's like a hothead. She got so pissed off at poor Mick. And he's like, I mean, I don't know what to do.
Also, Mick shows up this thing so disheveled.
He's a mess. His hair's a mess.
His pants
shirt,
are too big.
Baggy
his
pants.
Shirt looks wrinkled.
Yeah, he's a disaster. This is never going
to
work out.
No. But it's fun to watch. But yeah, she just got all over him. Like, you didn't stick up for me. And I thought, well, how was he supposed to do? Like, what was he supposed to do at that point?
Nothing.
Like, say, lay off my lady. I mean, that would have been so unlike Mick.
So unlike Mick. And meanwhile, you have the experts, quote unquote, watching from afar going, oh, dear.
What do
this
we
is
have?
Not, this is
what
not
do,
going
what,
well.
What do we have going on here? I love how they're whispering like, do you see Jessica talking to Mick? I don't know what she needs. I can't do the accent, obviously. I cannot do an Australian accent.
It's a little aggressive. You think?
But look at the other couples leaning into each other. This is very exciting this season. I do think there's a lot of couples that I like.
I want to know the credentials of these experts because...
Well, one's already gone, by the way.
It's a bunch of bullshit. They're even experts.
Well, Jessica and Mick together, no. Elizabeth, Lizzie, and Samuel, no.
No.
I mean, you got to have a few of those no's.
For sure. Well, I mean, we know that they pretty much match opposites anyway.
Although I think they give us a few non-opposites.
Well, yeah, but I think they for sure mix and match the opposites just
to have so many couples, the eight couples. I mean, I love it. I love it, but it's a lot. Like right now, I got to keep these notes of who the people are.
Well, yeah, it's tough on us podcasters trying to keep track of all these people.
So let's talk a little maths. Atlanta.
Much easier to keep track of these folks.
Definitely
much
is.
Easier. So the couples are on their way home from their honeymoon. Haley and Jacob just are not vibing right now. Haley goes to the airport by herself.
This is not shocking after what happened on the honeymoon. He was very hurt.
He was very hurt. She says it's a misunderstanding, that she didn't intentionally uninvite him or not invite him to drinks in the hotel lobby.
Yeah.
He's accusing her, though, of having a boyfriend at home, which, what the hell?
That was weird. It's like he's making up stories. I think he's saying, you know, she's on her phone all the time. It's like she has a boyfriend at home.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she was so pissed that she changed her seat on the plane. So she sat by herself.
I don't blame her for that, actually.
I don't either. He was being annoying.
So then they all arrive at their apartments, which, by the way, I always love that they're living all in the same apartment building.
Yeah.
And Haley and Jacob, he immediately says, well, you know, I don't know how long I'm going to be staying here, so let's just walk through this real quick. He's really hurt.
Well, he is hurt, and kind of rightfully so. Mm-hmm. He knows it's probably not going to work out. We know it's not going to work out.
No. And then he was saying stuff like, the white lies all add up. And she's like, what the hell are you talking about? I mean, he's calling her a liar. And then she's getting all offended. Like, basically, you don't even know me, and I haven't lied. He's taking these little things like, I'm going to go have drinks with the girls. And then him seeing all the couples together, he's taken that as a lie from her, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think she's very closed off. I think once they had sex, which I'm shocked that they even had sex, that she was kind of repulsed by it. And she's done. She's done.
Because what else would it be? It was literally right after they had sex.
She's probably going, why?
Did you
hell?
See the thing going around? And he even responded to it. So there's a picture of him in a tiny bikini.
From some sort of competition.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so they're saying, is she repulsed by the tiny, tiny package? Is that why she's mad? And he actually responded to the person and said, for those competitions, we wear the tiny things and you like tuck it.
Oh, you strap it down. Mm-hmm. Well, he had a very good body.
He did address that. I told you.
Very good body.
His physique is not bad. So,
Brianna and Vincent, they have this conversation about she doesn't want to pick up after people, and they seem to be getting along. Pastor Cal comes in. So it's his turn to visit all the couples. So they go and visit Brianna and Vincent first. They talk about how they've already discussed finances and kids. But Vincent has a little bit of an issue with Brianna's tone, and he's afraid how he's going to react.
Yeah.
Well, we see how
and
he
then
reacts.
We see.
And I mean, did you think what she had said? He's extremely sensitive. He's very sensitive, and he's one of these guys who doesn't want their manhood questioned or.
So the situation was he opened the champagne, he spilt it. And she said, oh, that's very Vinny of you.
Yeah.
And first off, she called him Vinny. That's something about that he didn't like. And then it was the spilling on the ground. And then he spilled a little on his shirt. And she was wiping it off going, oh, very Vinny of you. Ha ha. And then he stopped for a minute. You could see his tone change.
Yeah, for sure.
And then he said, by the way, this is the first time I've done that. And so you knew right away it bothered him. But see, she didn't pick up on it at all.
She didn't pick up on it. And I kind of feel like maybe you don't know him well enough to start, you know, joking like that.
It's been 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
It hasn't been that long. It was almost like she was calling him clumsy. That's what it sounded like. Like,
yes.
This is what you do all the time. You spill things on yourself. You're just a clumsy guy. I can understand him feeling that way. However, to not express how you're feeling, and then she's asking, what's going on? You know, tell me. And he says, well, if you can't figure it out. You know, he was very closed off.
He overreacted. Mm. I mean, so much so that he actually packed his shit and ended up walking out.
Yeah, and even says, well, I can just go. I'll just go home then.
Yeah.
And that was just
and
weird.
And she was totally confused. I think that she's going to have to really be careful about how she addresses him because he felt like he was being belittled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, if people could hear how we talk to our husbands, they would just...
Listen, you know,
die.
Watch it. By the way, watching them do this, I thought, I know what's happening and what's going to happen here. I mean, we've been married for a very long period of time.
Yeah.
I do sometimes the way I say things, I'm like, oh, man, if he said to me, what I say to him, I would be so pissed. I know. They just take it.
They're used to us, Anne. They're used to us.
When you say things to Troy and the way he, like, I think it's hilarious. Dan is definitely more sensitive because I know when my tone is wrong.
Yeah.
And when I say it, I'm like, oh shit, why did I say it like that? But sometimes I'm just fucking annoyed and I just say it like that. And sometimes he doesn't react and sometimes he does. And he's like, why the fuck are you saying it like that? I'm like, I don't know. It just came out that way. I didn't mean it that way. It just came out that way. Usually I do a little bit mean it that way.
Of course. Of course. Of course.
And then Virginia and Eric. I am, there's just a lot here. Okay. So she's never lived with anyone before. Now he does this thing where he says he's allergic to cats. Totally get you, Eric. I am with you on this one. He's not allergic. He just doesn't want the fucking cats in his house.
He doesn't want the cats. I get it. I'm not a cat
person.
She has
a dog also. She has a dog and like a few cats.
Her immaturity, I mean, there's definitely a gap that's pretty visible between these two. Because for her to think that she can still go out and party and then spend the night at a guy friend's house on the couch.
And have it be no big deal when she's married.
Yeah, you don't do that when you're married.
She also says, my extroverted party personality is not a phase. Like, this is the way I am.
Yeah, and I'm a little confused. At 26, why did she want to get married if this is her lifestyle?
Yeah, what did she... She just wanted somebody to hang out with when she was at home. I don't get it. Or to go out party with. I don't understand what she was looking for. He is so accommodating. Now, he's a little old school in certain things.
Old 34.
Yes, he is. But even Pastor Cal's like, you know, me and my wife, if she was staying on a couch in somebody else's place, no, that's not okay.
It's not okay.
It's not. No.
No.
You're married now.
And even Eric said, he's like, no one does that. No one does that. And she's like perplexed. Like, what do you mean? They're just friends.
We also learned that they did consummate their marriage.
Yeah.
So we didn't know that before.
No, we didn't.
I mean, we thought they did, but they kind of said they didn't.
Well, she's annoyed that when she goes out, she has to text him.
Oh, okay. That's what I didn't like. That's what I thought. She doesn't have to. She's saying she's going out. She doesn't have to say when she arrives at the location. I didn't like that.
No, not that. I could see texting going, hey, I'm leaving. I'm on my way home.
Yeah.
That's not an issue.
Yeah. If it's really late or something like that. But I'm not. When I fucking go out with the ladies, I'm not telling Dan I got here unless I'm driving really far.
Yeah,
you know,
there's
a couple
kind of
hours or something.
Yeah.
But and most of the time when I'm going far and I say to Dan, I'll text you when I get there, I forget.
You forget. I know.
And he assumes I got there. So Clara and Ryan, they're doing fine. He goes to bed early. He goes to bed at 10. He's very structured. Goes to bed at 10, wakes up early. She's
but,
like, oh, I'm
I
a little bit 10 later.
Or 10:30 is not that early. I mean, ooh. For a weeknight?
Yeah.
Well,
that
you're
feels
used to
early.
Dan going
to
bed
we go
very
to bed.
Late.
Okay. So Dan right now structured himself to go to bed early and his early is 12:45. And honestly, when he comes to bed, I'm still awake watching TV.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Well, what time do you get up, though?
I mean, you see, when you text me at 6, I don't get back to you till 8.
Oh. Well,
we are a little bit later.
Relative.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I can get up if I have to. Thankfully, I don't have to get up that early. So, yeah. And he doesn't get up till 8.
Right,
you know,
right.
He's a little later. You guys definitely are earlier.
Well.
10, though?
No. I'm up. I'm usually up till 11.
Also,
or 11:30.
Gina, you get shows earlier. My shows are starting at 10.
Oh, that's true.
It's horrible.
But, you know, Troy goes to bed. Now it's 8:30.
No.
It's 8:30 because he's home, so he doesn't have to get up
8:30?
And commute.
Dan does not eat dinner till 8:30.
Sometimes
he doesn't get home
gets
till
up
9.
At 4:30.
Oh, geez. That's way too early. There's no way.
That's the difference. Anyway.
Okay, so when Pastor Cal comes, they're kind of in this mode of they get along very well. They don't find anything with each other that's annoying. I'm sure they will eventually. And then Pastor Cal's like, I'm pretty sure that if I asked you more questions, you would see a few more. I feel like they're not communicating. They're very happy. They don't want to piss each other off. Don't you get that feeling that they're still walking on eggshells a little bit?
Yeah, but they need to open up more. They haven't consummated their marriage.
Right.
But they've done
other things.
Stuff. And she's, I think next week we see she's sexually frustrated.
Well, she's ready. And she was very open with, I would have sex. He's not ready. He wants to build a relationship. I don't have a problem with that. I just feel like
he's very traditional.
Yeah. And is he going to be, is he going to let his guards down enough to get there? Because, well, you know, he's never been in love.
Yeah. But we know if these couples wait too long, mm-hmm. then they friend zone mm-hmm. and then it's not going to happen.
I feel like Ryan could be waiting for this light bulb and this yeah. big thing, these, you know, fireworks. It doesn't always happen that way. I mean, they seem very attracted to each other.
Well, I think all these couples, they have to put it in perspective. And I think all of them go into it thinking that they're going to have that immediate yeah. spark and whatever. And that's not always the case.
And I mean, I think they do have a good spark. He needs to loosen up a little. I feel like he needs to loosen up.
Yeah.
She needs to help him with that.
It was pretty funny, though. His apartment was spotless until you open the cabinets.
That was actually great. I love that. It tells a lot about your personality.
Well, yeah, his drawers were a mess.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, those look like Troy's drawers.
That's like ours for sure. And then Haley and Jacob, they have talked it out. They're getting along a little bit better. And then Pastor Cal comes and they kind of rehash everything.
Yeah, but it's still not going to work out.
No. And she's seen red flags. She's the 80s
she's
theme.
She's not
thing.
Into the 80s. No. She's not into the neon. No. She's not into his clothing and his white cowboy boots. She's not into his fanny packs.
No.
She's repulsed by him.
And it's not funny. She doesn't find it comical or funny. And
well,
it's
something weird about it.
Because he's so serious about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but there's something. And Pastor Cal even asks him, like, why are you so stuck on the 80s? And he's like, oh, it was just a happy time.
And he's like, yeah, yeah, okay.
And she's like, well, I wasn't even born in the 80s. I can't relate to any of this.
Also, when they went to his house, we had heard so much about this fucking house.
It was a shithole.
It was like, show me the backyard where you're making it your oasis. I want to see all that.
Well, his bedroom was like in the basement and it was like all wood paneling or something. It was not nice.
The 80s room was all set up. The neon lights, everything.
He thinks it's very cool.
Oh, of course he does. What do you think he's doing? Mm. What do you think he's doing in that 80s room when he's living there by himself? Is he rocking out air guitar in it?
Yeah.
What is happening?
He's his fanny pack on, the boots. Music and, but who are his friends that egg him on? I mean,
I don't know.
Does he have disco parties?
And,
what's happening?
And now that I'm thinking about it, for somebody to have an actual 80s room, it's not like a memorabilia. Maybe
not
it is.
Not nostalgia. Like there's, yeah,
is
there's
like
not
that?
Memorabilia.
But it is kind of.
Is it?
Was
they were
stuff?
Like square stick-on neon, I don't know, prism-looking things with these strobe lights, and it was very weird.
You know, she says she's still willing to work on it. I just
yeah,
find
she's
it.
Not. She
she's
says
not.
That, but
she's
not.
She's trying. Like, she actually had, like, a smile on her face through some things. Mm. He's just not fun. He seems so boring.
Yeah, he's not fun. But you know what? She's not really fun either.
No! I haven't seen anything fun from
her. And she hasn't dated in, what, 7 years? Or had a boyfriend in mm-hmm. 7 years?
I don't think they're a good fit at all.
No, I don't either. But this is never going to work.
It's going to be fun to watch. All
well,
right.
they're
well,
not
then,
as bad as about as fit as Paige and Chris.
Did you see that Dr. Pepper put out the statement that, you know, this isn't the Chris that we interviewed?
Well, yeah,
for the
she
show.
Put it out and didn't she pull it back? But they people posted it anyway.
Yeah, and people are getting pissed. Like, you should have known this and blah blah blah.
Well, they yeah. This is just crazy, and I'm angry now at Paige because I'm like, come on, girl. Come on.
It's really hard to feel sorry for her.
It kind of is now because
when she's giving him so like the way he's playing her.
And it's so obvious.
It's so obvious. And it's like she even knows it. And she doesn't care.
I mean, so they go through this whole thing. He tells her that he's thinking he wants to get back together with his
Well, he doesn't even go to the apartment with her.
No.
She goes alone. He goes to Chicago.
He went to Chicago to visit the ex-girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And then he comes back. And meets with her. Well, he meets with Pastor Cal, too, which I'm surprised he actually showed up.
I am really surprised. But isn't he under contract?
Yeah, he probably had
he probably
show
had
up.
To.
He probably had to show up.
Pastor Cal was pissed. I mean, he obviously
knew. He was
knew...
very easy on him, I thought.
Well, yeah. So before he got there, he was questioning Paige. And he knew that some stuff was going on.
Yeah.
But he acted appropriately. Like, he didn't know that the ex-girlfriend was pregnant. He didn't know that they had sex so many times unprotected. And he was pissed at Paige for that.
That
also,
just...
I agree. Paige, what are you doing?
especially even after knowing
that
he had a baby on the way. Why would you do that?
So she was like, I feel disgusted by him. I don't want anything to do with him. And then he shows up.
And then it's a whole different story.
Yeah.
I thought for sure she was going to rip him, and I was there for it.
Yeah.
And then she completely flipped. He threw, you know, his charm, and he whispered in her ear that he thought, what did he say? That he think he's afraid to fall in love with her. He thought
he was. My fear is falling in love with you. He's so full of fucking shit.
He is such a jerk.
And guess what? It worked. Like, she was giddy after that.
Oh, it was so sad to watch. I thought, girl, your self-esteem is so low. You need to do better.
And he's like, I think we should probably get a divorce for her sake because I don't want to hurt her anymore. And then Pastor Kyle's like, yeah, basically, I don't like to do this or say this, but I think they need to get a divorce. That's what he told us.
Yeah.
And then he leaves, and that's when he whispers in her ear. So I think we're going to see more of fuckhead Chris. Don't you?
I think we are too. But now we know. I don't think he's back with the ex-fiance.
No, well, we heard a little tidbit of information. I don't know how true it is, though.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah.
Just about who's actually pregnant.
Right.
It might not be his ex-fiance.
Well,
and
allegedly.
I think we'll find that out. Maybe.
I think we know he lost his Subway restaurant, right?
That was early on. Because he never made fucking payments on it.
Yeah, what a slime ball.
We feel sickened by the way he's playing Paige, but Paige is falling. Why is Paige falling for this?
Yeah, I want to know what her dating history has been like. Because I think those counselors and the Pastor Cal need to pull her aside and have a serious conversation with her. Like, why are you allowing this?
Yeah, this is one I feel like they need to step in the middle of.
Yeah,
and they need to pull her aside and really talk to her. Mm-hmm. Because he's a piece of shit. And even Pastor Kyle was like, yeah, no, you're full of BS. Also, Chris made it sound like Paige wanted to sleep with him. Like, he was doing it to appease her.
Well, but that's what people, narcissists do, is they, you know, it's always someone else's fault.
Switch it around.
I'm the good guy.
I was trying to, you know, be nice because she wanted to have sex with me. Bullshit.
Don't do her any favors.
Whew. All right. Well, let's move on to Bachelor. Wow.
Yeah,
we had the
hometowns.
Mm-hmm.
I am so interested to see how this kind of all plays out on TV. I think we kind of know how it plays out.
Yeah, I think everybody
knows.
In
real life.
I mean, we won't fully talk about what we know because I don't know. A lot of people don't know how it plays out. We're kind of certain how it plays out. But watching these hometowns, I'm sad for how it plays.
I know. I know.
We had Michelle go first. Michelle is so sweet. She's a teacher.
Love her family.
Cute little bike ride. The family is very nice.
They had a good date, too.
They did. But
you know,
I still get the feeling that he thinks it's just a buddy situation.
Yeah. The more I see Matt, the less I'm really liking him. He's just so shallow.
He just doesn't say anything. Somebody else put up, I think our friend Justin from Justin Takes the Batch.
Mm-hmm.
He put on his page today about Matt and his brother. And so he has a brother.
I saw the picture of the brother.
I know. And he has a music career. But Matt never posts about him, never talks about him. I mean, he says he has a brother. We haven't seen him. We don't, like, is there no relationship there? Mm. We don't know because we don't know Matt.
True.
That's the crazy part. We don't even know him still.
Yeah.
Like, to me, he's just Tyler's friend.
Yeah, exactly.
I know nothing more than from the beginning.
Very bland. He's a very bland bachelor.
And he's very, again, quick to a hearty laugh.
Fake laugh?
Yeah, and it's too much. Like, he laughs way too hard for what is happening.
Matt's getting on our nerves. Can you tell?
And then they had Rachel's hometown, which this is just hard to watch. But, oh, my God, when they jumped out of that plane and her landing. Listen,
that was crazy.
We went back a few times because, you know, Dan being a chiropractor.
Thinking she needed some chiropractic care after that?
Oh, yeah. She is not fucking okay. The way she landed, that was bad.
Yeah,
by the 12-year-old that was attached to her.
I know. It was crazy. I'm surprised. I mean, when they were coming in fast and they were coming in hard. And I thought, is someone going to try to grab them? Like, did the guy not know what he was doing? Normally, they just kind of softly land.
You know, I was listening to Nick Viall, and he said that they tell you to not like you as a front person being, you know, attached to the professional,
uh-huh.
you just sit like your legs are out in front of you. You don't try to break yourself. That's for them. Leave them to do that.
Well, nobody braked for her.
Well, she'd put her legs down and that's when she flipped over.
Oh.
But that was a hard landing. Whether she put her legs down or not, I think I would have put my legs down. That
it's
would
a
be
reaction.
A natural reaction. I'm surprised she didn't break a leg. There's no doubt she's hurting. If she said her whole face was bruised and they had to put the makeup on over, there's something wrong. Like she had a fucking concussion. No doubt.
It was hard.
Yeah.
She's
going to feel this later.
Yeah. That was bad.
The mom and dad, I mean, fine. The dad's very protective. Understandable. There's always the one that has the very protective dad. She was a little hurt that Matt didn't ask permission for marriage from the dad. Like, she's very confident in her relationship with
Matt.
Yeah,
but he said why. He said, I'm not going to ask four different families for permission. I'm going to wait.
Yeah.
And then when the time is right and I'm sure of my decision, then I'll make a phone call.
Which is right. But Rachel was kind of hurt by that.
Rachel is the only one that he told that he was falling in love with. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. wah, wah, wah. Mm-hmm.
And then we had Bree, very sweet, except she had a best friend, Bree, who looked just like her. And then the mother who has the baby.
I thought that was her sister.
Well, remember the mother was like 13 or 14 when she
had
her.
So the mom has a brand new little newborn. I was
so
like, wow.
Crazy.
It is crazy.
But then Bree tells Matt she's falling in love with him, but he doesn't say it back.
No.
He's like, very telling.
That's great. Thank you for sharing that with me.
Also, I think it's kind of funny that the mom said to Bree, like Bree kind of had her wall, you know, has her walls up still a little bit. And the mom's like, what's the worst that can happen? You have a broken heart for a little bit. Like,
true.
That's,
I mean, that's
very true.
Good point.
Yeah, why not? Just go for it. You know, just know that there's still three other girls here.
Yeah, that had to be hard at the end.
And then Serena, of course.
Serena, they had the Canada 101 date,
which I thought was cute. Yeah, I thought that was the funnest date.
Mm-hmm.
But then she basically was like, I'm just not that into you. But,
well, I'm glad she did that. And yeah. It was funny that she actually walked him out. He had to get in the van and off he went.
Can I walk you out?
Yeah.
Her parents didn't help. Her parents were like, no.
Yeah, they weren't feeling it.
Well, the sister. Yeah. What? I don't see it at all.
Yeah, she said.
Also, she lives in fucking Canada. What's going to happen there? Like, let's get real here. Paintball.
Yeah, it's never going to happen.
No.
Then we have the rose ceremony and everybody looks fantastic. I love the black dresses.
Bree's dress.
Oh, I loved Bree's dress.
Fucking believable.
It was so simple, but so
gorgeous.
If I had a body like that, I would wear it.
You know what? All of them looked gorgeous.
They all look gorgeous. I'm not a fan of the blue shiny satin.
That was what Rachel
wore. That was
a
little prommy. Yeah. But the black dresses I loved.
Yeah.
So they're all wondering what happened to Serena, but now they know she's
gone.
So it's the three of them left.
So next week we have the women tell all.
The women tell all, which Chris won't be there.
No,
right?
He was there. It was already recorded.
Oh, that's right. They're not doing after the final rose.
Yeah.
So then we have the women tell all, and then we have the fantasy suites, and then we have decision day.
I'm honestly ready
for
this
to be over
because we've heard so much.
I know. That's
I'm really
the thing.
Ready for this to be over.
That's the thing. I'm kind of over it, too.
Yeah.
Just cut to the chase.
I'm really, like, bored with this.
Yeah. Well, it has been boring, if you think about it.
Yeah. We don't know. I still feel like I don't know Matt. I don't know these girls.
Well, I don't think it had anything to do with COVID, either. I think he's just kind of boring.
And everything that's come out since then and how much we've found out about the season. And it's just too much.
It's been very emotional.
It's so weird because it's happened on the tail of Claire. Then Tayshia was so happy. Then we go to Matt, like we're all excited, and I feel like womp womp womp.
Yeah, and then we're back with Claire because she's posting all over. I don't know what she's got going on, but she keeps alluding to the fact that she's got something big is happening. So I don't know what that could be.
Well, we know that her and Dale are pretty much back together.
Well, they keep posting all this bullshit stuff that, you know, as if we're supposed to be, you know,
excited
intrigued
for
and
them.
Excited about what's
everybody
happening.
Everybody I see is so bored with them. In fact, I see a lot of postings and I was keeping up with them and I'm like, I don't feel like it.
Yeah.
I'm over
I know
them.
We haven't even reposted any of the Dale and Claire stuff because guess what? We don't care.
We don't care anymore.
No. Move on.
You screwed with us. We're done. All right. Let's go to our Bravo shows. We got to start with Atlanta. Oh, my God.
This was the episode of the ages that we were waiting for. We were waiting on this one. And
Atlanta's been so boring.
It delivered.
Finally, we've been hearing about this. Bolo. episode, we finally saw it. And
oh, we saw it.
It delivered.
We saw it.
So I watched it fully just without taking notes. And then, you know.
Just for fun.
I had to rewatch it. And even when I rewatched it, I went back a few times. Because when they took those cameras down and they said they wanted Bolo on their own. Whoo.
Yeah, it's pretty.
What the fuck happened with Bolo?
I don't know if we're ever going to know, Anne. I don't know if we're ever going to know.
What were your feelings on the whole, the way they staged it, like Basic Instinct?
Yeah.
A little too much.
I mean, it had nothing to do with Basic Instinct.
Here's what somebody said, and I was like, interesting. So the big thing was, who slept with Bolo? Who was getting it on with Bolo?
Yeah.
So Kenya was the Sharon Stone of this Basic Instinct thing. And she was playing it up like, I'm going to figure it out. Well, in Basic Instinct, Sharon Stone was the fucking murderer.
She's the murderer.
So was it Kenya who fucking slept with Bolo and she's trying to throw everybody off?
Oh, hell no. Well, are you kidding me? I would throw her under the bus in a hot minute.
No, we know it wasn't Kenya.
No. So we saw a lot of flesh, a lot of asses. Those women are not shy.
I could never have pulled it off and been so fucking confident.
I was going to ask
and
you.
And with cameras on?
Well, with cameras on. But if you went to a bachelorette party and they said, okay, here, it's going to be a dominatrix party. Here's an outfit. Everybody's wearing these outfits.
I'd say, yes, mistress. Well, wait. Who are our friends?
Well, not our group of friends.
Who's showing up for this party?
Another group of friends that we don't have.
Okay.
If you had friends like
let's
that.
Let's change it. Let's change friend group. See, if they were all looking like us, would I feel confident? Let's lower our age. I don't know. I was never that fucking confident.
No, I just wouldn't have been confident. First of all, I'm not a big stripper person. I don't need, like, I don't. To me, that's kind of gross. Like, I don't really want to see a stripper. I don't want somebody rubbing up on me.
I think I told you that there was a stage where it was very big to have strippers at houses for bachelorette parties.
Oh, 100%.
And they were always disgusting.
Disgusting. Never enjoyed a stripper.
And they would have, in a minute, made out with you and slept with you in the other room.
Oh, for sure. I think it's a big thing at sorority parties and stuff too, because I know my daughter in college said that every time there was a party, there was always, like, all girls party, there was always strippers.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know it was still a thing.
I think it is.
Well, but it's still a thing with Bolo. So here's the thing with Bolo. He's very good looking, but he's also like 5'10".
Is he though?
He's like 5'10".
You know what turned me off? That freaking tongue. That was doing flips.
Licking the screen.
I think I threw up a little bit in my mouth. I was just like, oh God, he's disgusting.
Also, is a penis that big? Like,
Anne, we saw what we saw. And we saw it all.
I went back because I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah. Superhuman. Super. I was clutching my pearls.
I'm like, I'm honestly in shock. And they were. The looks on their faces. Wait, Portia was the best.
Portia
fell to the ground.
She kind of slid to the ground.
But then Kenya was like, take it out for us all to see. Kenya wanted it so bad. Kenya was jealous of those other girls because he wasn't paying attention to her. He was paying attention to Portia. Portia was dancing around him and he was flirting with her when the cameras were on.
Yeah, for sure he was. For sure he was. But when he came out of that box, I was just,
my God,
man.
And also seeing Cynthia get in that swing.
Cynthia, poor Cynthia. She was so nervous. She didn't know what she was getting into.
She was definitely an auntie.
Oh my God. Her eyes were like, what is happening? And then so when funny. Candy was very comfortable in her role as a mistress.
Let us remind you that Candy does not drink.
She doesn't drink. So she was not messing around.
And I love how they just followed suit. Yes, mistress. And then there's always Portia in the background. Yes, mistress. Like 5 minutes later than everybody else.
Tell me what you want me to do.
And what about Kenya rolling around on the ground the whole night?
Yeah, it wasn't. That was that? Very weird.
Ew, first of all, I thought, ew, you're in the kitchen. That's got to be dirty. Ew. But then she was just like slinking around, rolling around.
She was enjoying it. She was loving it. when they got Cynthia on that swing and then they gave her that little vibrator panty thing.
She looks so uncomfortable.
Her little shorts split on the top.
And those shorts were just way too tight. Short.
And yeah. way too tight.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Short and tight.
She didn't know what was happening. But it was funny when Candy was handing out the stacks of dollar bills.
Oh, God.
And then Cynthia's like, here you go.
$4.
And I'm putting it on the table.
Oh, my God. I'm not going to put it in you. I'm going to put it on. Now, I thought about that. So Drew's the only one who's really married. Well, there's Candy, but Candy, we know.
Well, Candy can do it. But she didn't participate.
Oh, no, she
was
didn't.
An innocent bystander.
But Drew was like, fuck, I don't know what my husband does when he leaves.
Well, and I think when she was on Watch What Happens Live, she kind of said that, you know, Ralph had a little bit of an issue with it.
I don't blame Ralph for having an issue. Can you imagine?
There was some stuff that happened.
After watching and seeing, I don't think Tanya had any, because Tanya was extremely.
What?
Before Bolo and like before it all opened up with Bolo, she was like, I can't do that. Remember even on when she doesn't know she was being filmed.
She had a few drinks. It was Tanya and it was Portia.
I feel like it was LaToya and Portia.
LaToya went to bed.
Oh, did she? Because LaToya and Portia were making out.
Well, that we saw. And I think if it was LaToya, she's single. What does she care? She would
say. Yeah, that's true. Well, they're not saying. Portia's not saying. So you think it was Portia?
Portia was not saying, but when she was questioned, she had a big old grin on her face. And you know.
And what the fuck was Kenya doing? The thing is, when you go out and you have fun with the girls, and you've made a fool of yourself in one way or another, and we've all been there, that next morning, you bring it up, you chat about it, you laugh about it, and you let it go, and you never mention it again.
Well, that's why the girls are all pissed at her, because she brought it up on camera, and she's trying to figure out who it was. And I kind of think she knows who it was, but she doesn't want to be that big of a bitch.
If you're standing there in the kitchen and the room's right there, you know exactly who it was. Of course she knows who it was. She wants them to admit it on camera.
And do you think for a second she wasn't, like I would be, going up to the door with your ear against the
door? She stayed down there 45 minutes getting that milk for her baby who was crying upstairs.
Her baby was starving
upstairs as she was listening to them have sex.
Oh, my God. I'd want to know exactly who it was.
Well, and then her and Marlo making up. She only made up with Marlo, so she had an ally in this sex scandal situation.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Because Marlo was the other one who heard what was going on.
I am loving Marlo. Laying in bed, reading her meditation book. I love her.
She's so funny. She's just such a great addition. She's actually very level-headed.
She's very level-headed. She's not, you know, mean like she was before, but she'll cut you.
Yeah, she'll cut you. She did feel bad for Kenya, and they did make up, which was nice.
They made up for now.
Although somebody said that they just, I think Kenya liked something on Marlo's Instagram. So I think they're still friendly now. So next week, I don't know what we see, but they're going to New Orleans.
They're going to New Orleans, but I want closure. I need closure on this. I want the unseen footage.
Will we ever know?
I don't know. I mean, well, where's the proof?
Also, Tanya stopped filming.
Well, Anne left the show.
Yeah, so.
It was Tanya.
It wasn't just rumors that it was Tanya. You don't leave the show for rumors.
Well, no.
You play it out and you act like you didn't fucking do it.
I think when Kenya was questioning her and she was like, I don't know what you're talking about. To me, she looked very guilty.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Well, I just was like, I think she's more innocent because in the beginning, she's like, I can't do anything like this. I can't be around it. She was very guarded. But, you know, after a few drinks.
And the cameras are off and covered up.
And Portia saying, come on, Tanya, it's just us.
Just us and Bolo.
Shit. I mean, I can't. That's just too big.
Yeah, it's too big. It's very big.
Man. All right, let's move to New Jersey.
So they replayed. I didn't like the fact that they replayed the comment that Jackie said. They didn't need to replay it. We all know what happened. They could have, you know, they could have had Teresa just walking out and getting in her car. I didn't like that they replayed it again.
Well, the reason they replayed it, I was actually okay with it because they replayed what she said. And then right after that, she said it was an analogy. Obviously.
Yeah.
So she backed up the fact that it was an analogy. But Margaret was the one who said, You think Teresa knows what a fucking analogy is? No.
They all, every last one of them thinks Teresa is a fucking idiot.
Yeah. I saw a tweet of somebody says, the dumbest person on the Housewives has been proven to be Teresa.
Oh my God. Totally.
She's just an idiot. And she says whatever she wants and she tries to get away with it. She gaslights and nobody, it's like everybody's just afraid to confront her, or they think she's so stupid it's not worth it.
Well, yeah, but she makes no sense.
But that's what I mean. She just talks out
she
of
makes
her ass.
No sense. Absolutely no sense. So Jackie's not going on the trip. She Teresa calls back. Melissa and she tells her what happens and, you know, expects her to be on her side, of course.
And then she can't believe it, you know. Melissa's like, well, you know, that's not something Jackie would do or say. But Jackie was fucking pissed.
Yeah, she
you don't
was
mess
pissed.
With, you don't mess with someone's marriage and family.
Right. And Teresa's so stupid. She's like, I didn't tell everyone. I told my friends and my family. It's like,
yeah, that's everyone.
Okay, that's everyone. That was at his party.
Also, when she called Gia and told her what happened, Gia was like, listen, you guys are all pissed off at each other. It's no big deal. Just apologize and move on. So there's that statement. And then Gia's come out later, like, you know, it's been so long. She's been festering it. Like, why would somebody say that about me? It's ruined my reputation, blah, blah, blah.
Well, yeah, but clearly Gia's the parent in this situation, yeah. Giving advice
there's
to Teresa.
Definitely different sides to it, though. People say Gia should be pissed off. It, you know, it's something about her and she didn't do it. But if Jackie admitted it was an analogy, it doesn't hurt anything about Gia. And Gia is making fucking money from this show. And she's been on this show since she was a child.
Well, that's people's big complaint. And I haven't seen really anything positive in favor of Teresa. Everything is against Teresa. And they think she's a horrible person. Yeah. I think a lot of people are saying she should be kicked off the show.
For this?
Just because she's horrible, all the things that she's done to people over the years.
Well, it's been horrible. They're kicking people off for less. Well, maybe not less. But maybe.
Maybe not less.
Maybe
but yeah.
Not less. They're kicking people off now for various reasons.
Well, people are also saying, listen, Gia is
an adult.
19 or 20 years
she's
old.
She's 20.
She's making money from the show.
Right.
She's on Cameo.
Yes.
Making money
because
of the show. So you're kind of like a cast member and you have to take your licks.
And it was said that it was a fake story. It has nothing. Yeah. It's nothing bad about you.
It was a poor analogy, but it was an analogy.
Okay. So Jen, I'm just kind of over. It's a sad story that she's using her storyline as her parents' storyline. Like yeah. Jen doesn't have anything. So her poor parents are being shown, God, her like she moved her dad in with her because the mom and dad are fighting so much. And then the mom's like, you don't know what he says to me behind closed doors. I mean, this is embarrassing.
Yeah, it is embarrassing.
Jen doesn't have anything else going on. So she's using her parents, which I don't like. That feels very uncomfortable for me.
Yeah, it's a little much. And they're older people. Yeah. Like, don't air their business.
No, but she doesn't have a story. That's what I mean. True. She's using her parents.
She does seem like she's a little bit nicer because she thought Teresa was out of line.
Thoughts on Dolores not telling David, her boyfriend, that she's having surgery.
Yeah, that I'd be pissed.
David has a right to be pissed.
Especially if he's a doctor.
Yeah. I mean, he's worried about her.
Mm-hmm.
This is, yeah, that's not good. And it's a tummy tuck thing.
That's a major, major surgery.
Right. Who's going to take care of her? Okay. Because we Frank. Know. No, we know that Frank moved in with fucking David. That whole
Frank
scenario.
Frank Sr. is going to take care of her. Because Frank Sr. is with Dolores and Frank Jr. is with David.
No, but Frank Sr. moved in with David.
Oh, when he had
when
his
he
leg
had his
issue.
Legs,
yeah,
when
yeah.
he fell off the roof
yeah.
and had like his legs. And David took care of him.
They're like best friends.
Oh, my God. And I love Frank Sr. talking to David like, you know, I love Dolores, but this is what she needs. I mean, it's amazing the conversations these men have. I want to hang out with these men.
The men are fantastic.
So next week we see fucking Teresa again. She says to her brother, Joey.
Oh, yeah. She makes the phone
call. Hey, Melissa's been texting with this bartender guy that we met at Lake George.
Yeah, she's such a shitster.
Why would you do that?
Like, is she consciously doing it for a storyline or is she that dumb?
I don't understand. Her and Melissa are supposed to be friends. I don't get it.
Well, they don't really like each
no,
other.
No, but Melissa doesn't have much going on either. So, of course, this could be her storyline. But Joe looked really hurt. Joe looks so sad.
Well, yeah, he was with the guys and he was like, huh. I'm so upset.
Very sad.
I don't know.
All right, should we move on?
Let's move on.
Salt Lake City, final reunion.
final. And I, you know, I'm kind of, I was like, okay, I'm glad this is done now. Cause
it's enough.
It's enough.
We've rehashed it. I don't even know if we needed this one, except for the husbands came on.
The husbands came on, but they didn't say anything. I mean,
well, we heard from Robert, Mary's husband, Robert, a little bit.
But he didn't say anything other than
I was hurt that my wife came out this way. And she was kind of like, Robert, bizarre. Don't embarrass me. Like, she was being so weird.
Very bizarre.
Falling asleep. She's fucking on something.
I don't know what is going on.
Isn't it clear when
her?
She tried to eat the fake snow that she's on something?
That was just true. I was like, what is, they have to bring her back. She's too kooky not to bring back. At the end, I was like, why is Heather so angry? She's pissed.
She's so mad. At least it's at Lisa and Jen. I get the Jen thing. The Lisa thing, I don't get.
No.
We're not seeing the whole picture.
Unless she's upset that she's so good, you know, such good friends with Jen now, because I think Heather was Jen's kind of go-to bestie.
Well, she was, but I don't get it. I mean, they tried to explain everything. Jen apologized, sort of,
yeah,
to Heather. But Heather just was, she really was angry the whole time. It's like everything was festering for this couple years that she's been waiting to have her final say here.
Right.
I don't get it. But Jen, so Jen and Meredith's relationship, I feel like, is over.
It's
Meredith,
done.
I don't know if Meredith would come back.
Do we need her? I mean,
no,
what did she bring?
No.
She brought nothing to this reunion.
Nothing.
She doesn't want to talk about her relationship.
No, she said it's nobody's business what's going on with me and Seth. We're very happy, which that could mean they're together or not.
Well, yeah, but I think they're all, I think the whole cast came back because they're filming right now.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, they're filming. I was irritated at Jen because she doesn't take any accountability for anything she does. She blames everything else.
Everything and everyone. For everything that's going on.
Right.
Things
that have happened to her. Yeah. And it's like, no, this is who you are. You know?
Yeah. She's just blaming a lot of her actions and her reactions on the show to other things. Like, it was because of this that I reacted this way.
Well, yeah, but you can't say that. I mean, you can't make excuses when you're a shit person. You know? You have to own the fact that you're a shit person.
She said a lot of shit behind everybody's back.
Well, she called Heather Shrek.
Yeah.
And something else.
Yeah,
I can't remember what it
right.
was.
She did. And then she was just like,
right.
Yeah.
So she gets these, you know, visceral texts that she sends out or posts that she makes.
Yeah, she says, oh, but I was just reacting to what I saw. And Coach Shaw was like, listen, none of what she's doing is right. And I've told her that. Like she's a little child.
Right. Yeah. That whole relationship is weird to me. And also the fact that she seemed totally okay with the fact that, because Andy asked her about, you know, you didn't make it to the funeral. And
yeah.
he says, well, I made it to the wake. And she said she was defending him, saying, you know, he's very busy. And it's like the whole season
was you
that
being
was your
sad.
Issue is
right.
that you were sad because he didn't come to this funeral.
Right.
So
you can't have it both
is
ways.
It? I think she played off.
Her hair was pulled way too fucking tight, and she wasn't thinking straight.
She was very calculated, in my opinion. I think she came yeah. on to the reunion going, okay, I've got to show a different side of myself. I'm going to be very calm. I'm not going to snap off. And she did that.
She did. She was very calm almost the entire time. It'll be interesting going into next season if they're all back.
And then Whitney's dad yeah. also was another thing that made me sad yeah. because
we kind of knew that, though. She had posted a live that said, yeah, I don't know what's going on with him.
She hasn't spoken with them.
And confirmed.
The hair is real. The hair is real, people.
Which is kind of, I think, the conclusion we came to at the end of that.
It's just very dyed very dark.
Very too dark.
But he has a good head of hair.
He has hair. Is it good? I don't know. It's hair. So Summer House, we missed last week. It's really all about the Luke, Hannah, and Ciara thing.
Yeah. But so, I'm still loving yeah. it.
Last week, they kind of all came to blows.
Hannah was crying about Luke and, you know.
I mean,
there's
always alcohol involved.
There's
in all
always
this.
Alcohol, yeah. but we're all confused because we thought she had a boyfriend during the summer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Luke seems to think that they were just friends and nothing more.
What are your thoughts on that? So apparently she's given him blowjobs and he's come in her mouth.
Yeah, but that was way before even the summer, wasn't it?
This summer? Yeah. Oh, yeah. But that's why she thinks yeah, we had something more. We weren't just friends.
Something isn't lining up for me because she definitely was posting. She was dating someone during the summer. He was dating other people. They weren't together during the summer, but they spoke.
Mm-hmm. So I know he's kind of being shitty because he's texting both of them, but I think he's being very honest with Hannah. She is a very good friend to him. He really likes her. He likes hanging out with her. He likes chatting with her.
Yeah.
But he's never slept with her for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to give her false hope. He likes Sierra, but Sierra's like, I'm fucking over this shit. This is way too much drama for me, which I love. And I love the fact that Sierra's room is a disaster.
Shocking.
She's also the only one not working and doing anything during the summer. So she's laying by the pool, hanging out, doing nothing.
And like, yet
this is her break.
And shit everywhere on the floor, on the bed.
She fits in very well. She's super comfortable.
She does. I like her.
I love her. It's a comfortable fit. Paige is kind of annoying. She's on her phone all the time.
Well, she's a social influencer.
Yeah. I know she makes her living doing this now. And she's even said, yes. I mean, my parents are shocked. I actually pay for myself. I have my own apartment now. It's because of this. That's fine, Paige, but you're 26 years old. You should have been doing that a lot earlier, in my opinion.
And 26... how long is it going to last?
Well, yeah.
I don't think it's a career. I mean, at 40, are you going to be a social influencer?
I actually have no fucking idea. I mean, she looks great in her little pictures and
her clothes. Racks of clothes.
Free clothes, I'm sure she's getting, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So then we go into this week, and these girls are giving Luke the cold shoulder, and it's really funny, but he can't stand it. He can't sleep. It's driving him crazy.
Yeah, he doesn't like it.
He doesn't like it when people don't like him.
Well, and he's used to people fawning over him,
I'm sure. I don't know how much he likes Sierra. I think that's kind of a fake little thing. I think he likes hanging out with Hannah more than Sierra.
I think Luke is just a big flirt, and he likes to get the attention, and that's about it.
Yeah. I think he'd like to have a relationship during this quarantine with Sierra, but she's like, no. I mean, good for her.
Yeah. Good for her.
They finally do talk, though. Luke pulls Hannah aside after she's been cold-shouldering him, and he was like, yeah, maybe I reacted wrong. However, I thought we were just friends.
Right.
And then she was like, yeah, I thought we were too. I mean, she's so fucking flimsy. I don't get her.
Yeah, I don't either.
Like, she acted like, yeah, I thought we were just hanging out and being friends too. It's like, then what was your problem?
Oh, she's getting all kinds of hate.
I know she is.
She's just getting a lot of hate. People are kind of going after her.
Well, and after, you know, she started really getting pissed off, and at the dinner party she was yelling at
Amanda and Kyle.
Yeah, so Kyle and Amanda started getting pissed at the people not doing their jobs in the house. And the one thing Hannah said is, I'll take out the garbage. Every day I'll take out the garbage. Well, she wraps it up and she leaves it by the fucking door. She doesn't
take
it out.
And it's two levels to the street to take the trash out. And that's a lot.
It's a lot. It's too much, Gina. And she needs to work. She's sleeping in. She's doing her podcast. And she needs to work.
Well, that would piss me off, too.
Oh.
Trash
to
especially.
No end. And, there's certain girls. Paige is laying in bed not doing shit. Ciara's not doing shit.
Paige, you notice Paige didn't say a word.
Of course
not,
because they knew they were next. Yeah. But he got on Hannah in particular because Hannah was the one who said, I will take the trash out. But then Hannah starts getting pissed, and she's had a few cocktails. She does go in hard and deep on the relationship every single time.
She's kind of always had a thing for their relationship.
Yeah. And who's she had to talk?
Exactly.
Look
why?
What's going on with her. And we also know they're getting married. They will be together. They're not breaking up. So stop going in so hard on their relationship.
Hmm. Some underlying issues there.
Definitely.
Carl is oddly adult-like.
Ah, loving
then
Carl.
We find out that his brother passed away.
So sad. I had a feeling when he got that phone call, though.
Very sad.
I mean, you know, when he said he wanted to reconnect with his brother because he's kind of getting sober and figuring things out, I wondered, like, what does that mean, reconnect with your brother? Like, do you not know where he is? And clearly they didn't. And that's why his mom has the brother's kids.
Right.
I think it's two kids, actually. I don't know where the mom is.
So sad.
That was
so
very
sad.
Heartbreaking.
But I do like this Carl. This version of Carl is much better.
I thought, you know, sometimes when people are sober, they're kind of a pain in the ass. Carl was so much fun. He still wore the stupid fucking
the
bi-level wigs. I hate
they
those
They love a
things.
Wig in Summer House. They
I,
love
I just
a wig.
Hate that shit. All right, let's do the Below Deck reunion. Nothing. Done.
No.
Over. Done. Below all deck's right. over. That's all.
That's all.
Nothing happened.
Nothing to say.
You know why? Watch What Happens Live had them on all the time.
All the time,
and
yeah.
we found out everything. So when their reunion came, nothing happened. They
no,
didn't talk about
but you
anything.
Know what? I felt bad for Shane. Because I felt like he gets picked on all the time.
I also don't even understand why Shane was on. He was there for like 2 fucking weeks.
That's true.
And but I spent a lot of time on just Shane.
Well, I think that because he's a quirky guy. Because
nobody else had anything else going on.
Nobody else had anything else going on. But Shane even said, I mean, he misunderstood. Yeah. But he said, you know, if this is the way this is going, then I'm logging off. But Andy kind of picked on him.
He did. He kept asking him questions. I'm like, ask them about all their other shit. Ask Rachel about her drinking and singing on stage. Like, ask other people what's going on. More about Elizabeth and James. They barely said anything.
Well, and Rob wasn't even there.
No. And so Izzy said the most, and she didn't even say anything. Like, yeah, Rob was an idiot, you know?
Exactly.
And Captain said nothing. Everybody was so polite to each other.
Well,
it was, like, boring.
We found a little bit, you know, James didn't, he's a jerk, and I mean, that's obvious, but... And they went after Elizabeth a little bit.
Yeah, Elizabeth got picked on too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it was that's because she was wearing that blinding bright outfit. So she was like a target.
They said like the ice skater outfit.
Yeah, it was ugly. Anyway, uneventful. Didn't really need a reunion.
Let's catch up on 90 Day. We had 2 weeks of 90 Day. And we also realized that, thank God, we're only doing this every other week because they focus on just a few people at a time.
Yeah, and it's moving very slow.
So,
I mean,
we can quickly touch on these couples.
We can quickly. We know that Natalie and Mike, it's just going downhill. This is not, nothing is as good as happening with this.
No, she also just stares him down, wanting him to break. And he's like so annoyed and pissed off at her.
Yeah.
No, not going to give you your ring. You're going home.
Well, they end up going to a therapist and it's not going to do him any good.
No.
Not going to do him any good. Uh-uh. So Jovi and Yara, mm-hmm. I just feel they're just so toxic, these two.
But we know they had just had a baby.
They just had a baby, but he's a real asshole.
He's an asshole. She never smiles. This party, I actually saw a few smiles out of her and I thought, oh my God, she's enjoying herself. But then Jovi, where are you, Jovi? He just gets drunk.
And yeah. I do kind of get it. She's from another country. She doesn't know anyone at that party.
No.
He should be with her the whole entire time.
I do agree with that. And then his friends are like, where is Jovi? Like, he should be with you. They're totally throwing him under the bus.
Totally. Because I think he seems like he always has a beer in his hand.
I think he could have a drinking problem. Mm. But she seems so miserable most of the time that I was kind of like on his side. But now I'm like, He's got some issues. And then Hazel and Tariq, they're just, you know, whatever. They're just looking for a third. And I think this is a storyline. I'm feeling this is not so real. I don't know. Because they called his friend, the girl.
Yeah.
And told her, oh, yeah, we're looking for a third party to join our relationship.
Well, yeah. And she thinks that it's Tariq's doing.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, it's not.
You
not
think,
me. It's
but
not
also,
me.
You think Tariq's not totally into this?
Oh, of course he's totally into it. Stephanie and Ryan.
Oh, boy.
Okay, Stephanie is she's crazy.
And either on something, wasted, what the fuck is going on with her?
Yeah, I don't understand what's happening here. She's with, you know, Ryan, who's 27. She brings him all this shit from the States. And he really wants nothing.
He just wants
to
her
do
money.
With her.
She has given money to the family. She holds it over his head the entire time. He's done. He doesn't know that she's paying for him to work at this resort, though.
Well, she's just so dumb. So the whole thing, you know, this episode was that they had sex and he didn't wear a condom. And she's like livid.
First off, I was like, is she afraid she's getting pregnant? Sorry, you're not getting pregnant, Stephanie. And then I realized that she thinks he's been with other people, and so she's worried about disease.
Well, yeah, and she flips out. So he leaves, and what does she do? She ends
Harris.
Up calling her psychic.
Oh.
And then...
calls Harris.
The psychic on speed dial. I don't understand.
Yeah, that was interesting.
And then she calls Harris, and so Harris is coming over.
Of course. Harris, I'm so sorry. Can you come over and talk to me?
She's a mess.
She's a fucking
She's
disaster.
She's a total mess.
And he's like, you're crazy. I don't blame him.
Yeah, she needs to get her ass on a plane and go back home.
Yeah. Although he wants to come to the States, but he doesn't want to come
that bad. I don't think he wants to come that bad.
No.
And then Ziad and Rebecca, I mean, nothing really big there. She put some fake tattoos on his arm, and then they go visit her son, which I didn't realize she had a son.
Well, first, though, last week, it was so dumb, but they went out to dinner with some of the daughter's friends, and one of the girls offered to help him move, and she's very cute, and she was, like, asking him about his country, and he didn't know what the fuck was going on. He barely understood her.
She had a truck, and she offered the truck.
And Rebecca's like, yeah. How dare you pick up on my man?
She got weird about it.
She was so weird. First off, Ziad, go be with that girl. Get rid of fucking Rebecca. Rebecca's twice your age.
Yeah, she's a lot. Poor Ziad. And then Brandon and Julia. Yeah. Oh, God. So now they can stay in the same room. Julia is sick, so she's throwing up. So what do? Not go get a pregnancy test. They go immediately and tell the parents.
Let's tell Betty and Ron that we think we're pregnant.
And she's like, what? Why do you want to do that? This was a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
This was bullshit. She probably woke up feeling a little nauseous, and production was like, oh my God, you have to tell your parents that you think she could be pregnant.
Or there was no nausea happening. It was, hey, you guys, let's move the story along and say that you might be pregnant.
What a dumb
And then
thing.
Even Betty and Ron were like, why would she tell us first before she even took the test?
I mean, that's why the whole thing was so dumb. It's like, who does that? Even so Julia dumb. Was confused. Like, why are we not taking a test first? Why are we telling your parents?
And
so
then they're
dumb.
Like, I guess we need to use condoms. And shocker, they're not pregnant.
Well, of course.
Betty and Ron were like, fuck, this is going to ruin our swingers thing we've got going on. We can't have a baby around the house.
So weird.
Mm. And then last week was the whole, they didn't even show Andrew this week because we all hate Andrew.
And she's not going to Serbia.
No. And I hope they never show them again.
I think the dad is going to forbid her to go.
I mean, I hope so. Andrew's saying, I'm out so much money. Okay,
well,
Andrew.
Too bad,
well,
Andrew.
Too bad you have to buy a fucking girlfriend.
I know. I don't know. He wants me to go to Serbia. I don't know.
But I love him.
Okay.
Well.
All right. Oh, we're done. God. Oh, my God. That was a marathon, Anne.
Wow. We had a lot going on.
I know. Well, it's because we missed a couple last week.
Yeah. But we're back on track.
We're back on schedule.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram. DM us. Leave us a message. We get tons of people messaging us, telling us what we should watch next.
Yeah.
And guess what? We did.
We definitely
Behind
do.
Your Eyes was something that one of our listeners told us
about.
So you got to finish that.
I know.
Let me know what you think.
I'll finish it.
Yes. And that's it. Have a great weekend.
Yep. Have a good one.
Bye. There is nothing like a dame. Nothing.